What's up in your life? Nothing is usual. Why the heck do the reading class keep singing? What do we have here, a chorus or a reading class? For the last time, do you like Wendy? I want yes or no, not maybe. Or she is okay. I'm so glad it's snowing. I hope it snows hard enough to send us home. They probably will. What a waste of time to come to school. When I went to Hebrew last night, I felt lost without my notebook. I left it home. It felt weird not to be writing notes. I was bored out of my tree, so when I got home, I wrote 7 people notes. Gotta go. Wuv, Shaz. Amber, I think you like Rhett Bay Iller Bay. You told me you did once. Do you? Of course I'm serious about being friends. I would not lie. You obviously did not hear what I'm trying to say. You just said in the note, but what I had to say wasn't in the note. Well, here's what I had to say. Aaron K is owing gay, out a, ith way, Abe gay. He asked her 4 times total. Her mom said if she went, she would have to take her older sister. But they are going. Gotta run. Love, Shaz. Right back.
Shaz, do you like Melissa? I don't. A while ago, all I said was I think he's okay, but I don't have a crush on him. I can't believe Gabe and Karen. What's new? I don't know if I should be your friend, because you told me that you used me before. Send me this note back, okay? The teacher almost caught me. Listen, don't tell anybody, but Wendy Rogers has a major crush on Rhett Bay Iller Bay. She told me that one time a week ago when I asked her who she liked. I hate Wendy. She's so rude. But I like Shilpa. Bye. P.S. Send me this note back after you read it and write back. Ambie.
Amber, I didn't use it the way it sounded. Like I went to talk to you when you were with Melissa. Then I talked to both of you and I forgot you. I just talked to Melissa. So what I meant wasn't really that I used you. It is the fact that I forgot you. Okay, so can we be friends? Right back. Love, Shaz. Dawn was watching you write the note. Good job. Ha ha ha. She read the whole thing, Shaz. A long P.S. Just in case she wants to write you a note and say it was from me, we have to make some symbol we do on each note so we know it's from us, not you-know-who, using my name. P.P.S. Right back. P.P.E.S. Bye. P.P.P.P.S. One more bye. P.P.P.P.P.S. This morning she told me, I thought you got rid of her. Then she saw you stick your tongue out at me. P.P.P.P.P.P.S. She told me she read it, and she told me what some of it said. I hope you didn't write anything about her. Did you? P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.S. Bye for good, finally, was Shaz. One more thing. Don't think you got her by writing in Pig Latin, because she thought it to me. If I wanted to write back, which I do, why would I write in that little space when now I have 2 hours to write big? Are you crazy? I can't make that drawing. You can make that so I know when it's from you. I can make this so you know it's from me. Thanks for writing me, because you're bored. That makes me feel good. I'm sitting in Hebrew at a yellow table. During the day, this place is a nursery school, so I'm surrounded by dolls and babies. I'm eating a school pop. I'm wearing this cool bracelet. Maybe if I wear it Friday, I will show you. It is my grandfather's. He told me his old girlfriend gave it to him, and it wasn't my grandma. I like it, as if you couldn't tell from the description. Did you lose your reading book? Well, in English, Lauren found it in her desk. Mrs. Bode put it up front by the paper. Do you realize I haven't run out of stuff yet? There is 1.5 pages already. I guess it was dumb to think you would show the note to Dawn. I even have the note. I wrote, but I never gave it to you. I can give it to you, though. Haha. Lots of good it will do. Now we are friends, aren't we? When I tried to give you the note, Dawn took it and ripped it up. She was mad, but I wrote another one, but I still have it. If you have to give me a note in reading, don't let Dawn see it, because she will read it and start up again. You should know my handwriting. If I plan on changing it, you'll be the first to be told, because I have a feeling I'll be writing you the most. My hand hurts. Gotta sign off, Shaz. Happy V-Day. Everyone is saying, ew, her hair, but I really like it. It's better than mine. Are you mad at me? I hope not, because you are a good friend. That I don't want to lose. So, what's up? What did the lady that visited your Girl Scouts do? Did she do your nails? Did Mrs. W. cut her hair? You have to see the notes Dawn and Amy sent. is so dramatic instead of writing. Love, they write, help, oh boy, write back, love, Shaz. Some good friend you are. I'm sorry I wasted my time and friendship on you. I feel stupid because Dawn was right about you, and I should have listened to her. Plus, if you want to be friends with some fake who talks about you behind your back, that is none of my business. But who wants to be friends with some nerdy, ugly geek who doesn't take a shower? Unsincerely, Sherry. Okay, so I am crawling back on my ugly knees. So what do you think of that? Right back, Sherry. P.S. What are we fighting about? I'm not kidding.
Sherry, I'll tell you what I think. I think, I don't know. Okay, here's the reason we got in a fight. One day after math, you sent me a mean letter insulting me, so I sent you a 2-page letter back. I still don't know why you sent me one back. Amber, P.S. Are you saying you want to be friends again?
Duh, yes, I'm sorry about everything. I wrote you the mean note because you totally changed overnight. You went from hating Karen's guts to hating mine. What happened, I wonder, is because you told Karen all the secrets I told you. Why did you do that?
Shaz, I never did any of that. Let me guess who told you that I hated you. Karen, right? Well, it's just more lies. No, I'm not friends with her anymore. AC.
As a matter of fact, I checked for cloven hoofs this morning. None there, but when I turned on the computer, it says, Amber has cloven hoofs. Ha ha! Your braid is fine. But what mistake did you make? Maybe I missed it. But the point of the matter is that I wrote the mean note, no 2 pages like you, because I didn't want you to tell her the things that I told you. That's why they're called secrets. Spelling lesson number 1. S-E-C-R-E-T-S. Spell secrets. So why did you tell her? Write back. Y-F-A, Shaz. P.S. Is Ning crying? Hi. Well, I think 7 pages in 4 days isn't bad. I'm pissed because my mom won't let me go to my best friend's birthday party. Well, I hope you had a good night last night because I spent the night crying my hardest and begging to go. I just can't miss it. She is my best friend. You don't know her. By the way, how is Fred? Also, I need to tell you something that Miss Caputo told me a while back. If you are good friends with someone and that someone is also good friends with someone else, wait, let's make this easier to understand. Me and you are good friends, and you and Karen are friends, I guess, and me and Karen had a fight. So if Karen was to tell you not to be friends with me, and you listened to her and stopped being my friend, you weren't really my friend at all. I just thought you should know that, and maybe you should tell that to Shilpa too. I just thought you should know also that some people think we are best friends. So I asked why, and they said that we fit the standards. And I think we do too. I mean, we share secrets, we talk on the phone a lot, and we just talk in general. I don't care what Dancy Drew book you give me, I just desperately need one. What book are you doing for your report? I think this is the longest note I have ever written you since we made up. I'm glad we did, though. Well, I actually went through 1.5 pages without stopping to babble. Too bad your romance with Jason ended because he asked Allison out. I'll write you a 10-page note in 4 days. Your hair looks good. Write back, love, Shaz.